Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Rise and shine, morning glories!
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Sometimes they arrive in the morning and they smell like sex.
Very nice.
We've got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
Woo-hoo!
You got the spirit. You got the spirit.
Oh, man. We've got spirit. Yes, we do.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty, working from home this morning, doing double duty. He's fine. Everything's good. Show number 1,964, Carla Ray.
Sweet. And I think both of us woke up this morning thinking, yay, it's Thursday, and it's not even close, really.
It's like the longest week ever. I'm sure there's a lot of people that go through that. They wake up and they go, it's only this day or
that day. I know. Well, it was a big slap in the face to me Wednesday. So thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Say it and win. A round of say it and win coming up. 8:40. How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Details on that here in a couple of minutes. Sunshine, hazy, high 103. You okay this morning? You all right?
Yeah, the allergies are killing me.
Okay.
My eyes feel like they're just, But other than that, I'm good.
Fine.
Yes, okay. I'm good.
High 102 tomorrow, so.
Okay.
It's about 77 outside right now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Kim Kardashian is suspending some of her social media accounts for a while because they, and I quote, continue to allow the spreading of hate, propaganda, and misinformation. So, good for her. But I hope she talks to Kanye about it as well. That might help a little bit. Or Moses. Excuse me.
I
think he's Moses this week. So, okay. Chris Evans. Now, I mentioned earlier in the week that he accidentally posted a picture of himself basically just naked. And there's been a lot of talk about it. Well, he was on with Tamron Hall yesterday, and he mentioned it.
It was an interesting weekend, full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. You know, things happen, it's embarrassing, you got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Yes, they did.
That was really, really nice.
How do you accidentally post something like that?
He apparently had, and I had to look it up because we want the facts,
right,
Mike. He posted like a montage of all these pictures, just some stuff from films and stuff like that, and then that one was in there.
Oh.
So,
Now, was that from a film? Or?
I don't believe it was. No, I don't believe it was.
So you just have a picture of that in your phone.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like sometimes you let your phone do your little memories thing. Have you ever done that? And there are pictures in there. Oh, it's very cool. From like the last month or so, and there are pictures in there, and sometimes, but you can go in and edit and take them out and put in different ones.
Wow.
So I don't think he did that. So, okay. But the thing is, so what? It doesn't matter. Your pictures are, you got naked pictures, and everybody says, oh my God, until the next day.
Yeah.
And then there's something else. So, and then, you know, and then Kanye is Moses. So
and
what does it matter?
Moves on.
Yes. Katy Perry had to get a restraining order against a stalker who hopped a fence into her property last week when she was home with her newborn daughter.
Wow.
So I know. Sometimes I think celebrities maybe would be better off just living in a little, you know, a little house downtown.
Yeah.
Something like that where nobody would really know or bother them, but everything's okay. And sad news, Cardi B divorcing her husband, Offset.
What?
Yeah. Almost 3 years
sorry,
of marriage.
I'm sorry, who?
Offset.
Okay.
So I don't know if she'll go back to just Cardi. I don't know. I don't think she ever took Cardi B set. I don't think she ever took that last name on. So I don't know if she'll just, I'm not sure. But rumor has it he cheated again.
Uh-huh.
He's done this like several times. So.
Oh boy.
It's.
That's too bad.
Yeah. More a little bit of DAP, I guess, for Cardi B. Listen, a big happy birthday to our friend who we had in the studio. We were just talking about him yesterday and he's really a kick. Richard Marx. Richard Marx turns 57 years old today. It was a lot of fun spending time with him when we did a couple of years ago. Hopefully he'll make it through here again.
Big head.
He's got a big head. He's
not
still
talking
got a
about
lot.
Ego. I'm just talking about big head.
He's got a lot of hair going on there still. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Carla, you had mentioned the sad news that Cardi B is divorcing her husband, Offset.
Yes, yes.
Some more Cardi B news. A toy store employee, I guess, screwed up, added the very explicit Cardi B song WAP.
W-A-P.
To the store's playlist.
Uh-huh. Oopsie.
Now, I guess there's two versions, nice version and the...
The clean version, I think, is even worse than the regular version.
And the store, of course, being a toy store, filled with kids and everything else. Give you a sample of what the kids heard. But I tried to
believe
all the words that I thought were bad and probably even some that I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
So listen to this. This is what we're the song we're talking about.
I said, by free. There's a week. Make that okay. Week.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Oh.
There you go.
You got it. You actually got it. There you go.
Tried to cover all the bases.
Wow. Okay.
Of Cardi B's song, WAP.
You kind of scared me. It's like, you're really going to, okay.
Hey, listen, I scared myself.
Oh, jeez, okay.
I had to go over the beeps two or three times.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if that store employee's been, put on probation or something, but that's what played in the toy store just a couple of days ago.
Gosh.
Your first chance to win. We have a dinner and a movie.
Yes, we do.
Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. We'll throw in a movie for you here in a couple minutes.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLC.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. You can text or call. Either way, same number, 702-739-9636. Carla and I are looking for 25 team members.
Yes.
25 team members to join us for the Susan G. Komen's Virtual More Than Pink Walk. It's happening Saturday, September 26th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now, you can join our team, Team Mike and Carla, which we hope.
Yes.
Or if you already have a bunch of friends that you want to form your own team, you can do that. The least you can do is just make a donation in the name of somebody you know affected by breast cancer.
Yeah, this is a huge walk every year. A little different this year, but you can just walk in your neighborhood. You can walk on your couch. You can do it on your treadmill, whatever you want to do.
Doesn't matter.
Nope, it doesn't.
If you want more info about the More Than Pink Walk, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com. All right, 6:36, Mike and Carla Morning Show, your first chance to win. We have dinner and a movie, a $100 gift card to enjoy Fleming's Prime Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll throw in a movie for you from Jeff Howard.
Yes.
And we're going to play another round of The Answer is Always C.
Correct.
All right?
Correct.
Now, the phone lines are on hold now. We're going to put them on hold because we got to get through news, weather, and traffic. But after that, if you want to dial it up, 702-739-9636, you're over 21, you can play another round of The Answer is Always C. Good luck. Carla, we have Ron on the phone. Ron's ready to play The Answer is Always C.
And Ron, this is kind of in honor of it being National Guacamole Day today. Okay.
So keep that in mind. It's multiple choice. The answer is always C. Question number one.
Yes, being as Mexican food is very different.
Uh-huh.
Ron, it's on a flat tortilla with meat, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, beans, sour cream, guacamole. Is it A, a roast, B, goulash, or C, a tostada?
C. Tostada.
Yes,
good job, Ron.
Number two.
This one might be tough. This is rolled up with meat, cheese, lettuce, tomato, beans, sour cream, guacamole. Is it A, a ravioli, B, a roast pig,
or
C, an enchilada?
I'm going to go with enchilada.
Good guess.
Good job.
Yes. All right.
Some will say fold, some roll.
Right. Third and final question.
This is the tricky one. This is actually folded in half.
Uh-huh.
With meat, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, beans, sour cream, guacamole. Is it a cannoli, A, B, origami, or C, a taco?
C, a taco.
Good job, Ron. There you go. You know, being as Mexican food is so different.
Right.
You know, Mike, was my point.
It comes
I love
in different
it, but
forms.
It's like, what are those I'll put into
yeah.
or put on or rolled in?
Ron, you're a big winner on the Mike and Carla Morning Show, so we have that $100 gift card to enjoy Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. Take advantage of their curbside to go. And since we're billing it as dinner and a movie, we're going to throw in a movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard.
Yeah, we're going old school this time. It's an old one, a classic. Roman Holiday, Gregory Peck, Audrey Hepburn.
Very cool. Then Fleming's is awesome.
Yes, it is.
All right, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you, Ron, for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We just want to know how many times you can say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds. Get ready to play Say It and Win. 8:40, we're going to do that, Carla.
Okay.
Every time you say it, $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualify for that grand prize package to Kanab from the Kane County Office of Tourism. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. 7:10, waking you up. Middle of the work week, hump day.
Ah, oh, yes, it is, Mike.
Crawling. We are crawling.
I know. It's
and with the VGK now bounced from the Stanley Cup playoffs.
We're all bored now.
Nothing to do. Nothing.
I know.
Glad they made it home, though, safe. And it was nice to see on the news.
Yeah.
Reuniting with their families.
And I'm sure there's a part of them that was happy to come home.
Yeah.
You know, but still, that crawl off the plane. Jeez.
Kids running up to them.
Who are you? Get out of here. I haven't been around people other than hockey players. Go. Scram. Get out of here.
You know, the wives and the girlfriends going, oh, you get that hockey smell.
Yeah, I know. What do you, who, yeah.
That's the hockey smell.
No, I missed you.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine hazy today again. High 103. 102 tomorrow. They say plenty of sunshine. It was beautiful this morning.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have a nice day. 75 now. Here we go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Simon Malls now plan to close all of their properties on Thanksgiving because of coronavirus. They would like people to be with their families. A lot of businesses doing that this year, and they own a few of the malls here in town, so that's good. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
People should be able to spend that day with their loved ones. This is interesting. Now, Pepsi releasing a new drink that will help you sleep. It's called bourbon. No, it's called Driftwell.
Oh.
And it's a drinking water that contains, 200 grams of L-theanine, which is an amino acid that and some mushrooms, by the way. And not those kind, but
seriously?
a mushroom that has a sleep-like effect to it. That's in this L-theanine. And it's supposed to help your sleep quality and reduce stress. So then it'll probably taste like Pepsi, but it's sleep Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
It's sleepy Pepsi.
Well, bourbon and rum does that, too.
Yes, that's true. But what about those under 21? Maybe they might want to be legal.
That are stressed out.
And yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah, probably more than us at this point. Jeez. And according to plastic surgeons, ladies, listen up. And guys, I suppose. 5 habits that can cause the girls to sag. You don't want the girls sagging. Too much sun. Keep them out of the sun.
Oh.
Losing a ton of weight too fast. Sleeping on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking. And going braless all the time. You should wear a bra. They get trained a little bit.
Right.
So you want to train the girls. You want to train hashtag Carla's boobs. You want to train those.
Okay.
To stay in place. Now, if you're flopping all over the place, you know, in bed and sleeping on your side and they're tucking under your arm, you got to be careful. You want to keep them nice and
tight. You're training even as we speak.
Yes, I am. I have a nice new bra on today, as a matter of fact. So, and it feels darn good. It really feels good. So there you go. Some tips for you. A few things you should know for this Wednesday. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Read this article. Who is this?
It's Kristen Bell
and
Dax Shepard.
Okay.
And they came out recently and they said that they're 5 and 7 year olds. they, I guess, grew up in some way, like drinking O'Doul's. O'Doul's beer, you know, the non-alcoholic beer.
The kids.
The kids, yeah. Yeah, she said that, you know, they used to walk the kids, you know, take them out like in the stroller for a walk, and they'd have an O'Doul's.
A bottle of O'Doul's.
Yes. No, but mom and dad would maybe walk with, you know, and have a beer.
Oh, I see.
It's a non-alcolic beer.
Right,
it has
okay.
like 0.5% alcohol in it.
And they're giving it to the kids.
And the 5 and 7-year-olds now drink one once in a while. Now, it's a fake beer. Okay. It's a fake beer. I mean, there are things out there that have all sorts of alcohol in them, cough medicine, things like that.
Right.
So it's considered a non-alcoholic beer, but they give them one. And apparently the kids were doing homeschool. You know, they were on the video school, and one of them had one. And the teacher was like, oh, well, all right then, you know, because it's non-alcoholic. Okay.
Right.
Tastes exactly like beer. Exactly like
wow.
beer. And I'm just wondering, you know, because we all knew those parents.
Yeah.
You know, they were one way or the other. I'm just wondering, first of all, is this weird that they do this?
Would you allow your kids, even though it says non-alcoholic,
yeah.
to
right.
travel around 5 or 7 years old, traveling
yeah.
around with a bottle of O'Doul's?
Yeah, well, or, you know, at school, maybe have a sip of it once in a while. Sure, why not? Because, I mean, like I say, it's beer. It tastes like
yeah.
beer. And I'm afraid they won't know the difference either if there's another beer sitting around
and
until
right.
it hits them.
There are parents that think it's okay.
Well, they think it's flat out okay to give them alcohol. You
right.
know?
Here's
well,
a
you
sip
know.
Here.
Yeah.
Here's a sip there.
Well,
what's it
going to...
What's the harm?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm just kind of curious as to what people think about this. Their
right.
daughters ask for the O'Doul's.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they do. Jeez.
Mom, so, pop a top on the O'Doul's.
Yeah, could you do that? 702-739-9636. I'm interested in what you people think about this. I'll bet there's nobody who will admit to doing this as well, but we'd love to hear from you. You can call or you can text us.
All right, Caroline, what about you?
My son's 11, and I let him taste my drink.
Oh.
I let him taste my drinks for years now. He loves margaritas.
I'm sure he does.
She's not a horrible parent. Her kids just have horrible taste buds. They're going to do it anyway.
No.
So give them, I guess, like, I'd rather my kid, if it was me, I'd rather my kid do it around me and take that taboo aspect away from it.
Sure.
That way when they're out and about, they're not like, oh, yeah, let me sneak it and get away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure.
Rather than if they're out there with their friends being like, oh, no, I don't need to sneak it. I don't like the taste of that anyway. My mom's got better stuff at home.
Good time to start doing it at 11.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, they're going to do it anyway, so why not start?
I know. I hate that attitude. They're going to do it. You know what? They might want to do drugs anyhow, so I'm going to let them do them here at home. I hate that attitude. I really do.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Talk or text line, either way. Mike and Carla Morning Show comes out in an article. Kirsten Bell and Dex Shepherd. They have a couple of kids, 5 and 7, sipping on the O'Doul's while they're doing their homework or in class or something. Teacher spotted them having a bottle of O'Doul's.
Yeah, and it's O'Doul's. I get it. It's the whole thing of just giving them a beer and they're you know, they're drinking it. It's a beverage, maybe not with school on the Zoom school.
Maybe they should have waited till lunch.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, as a parent, how do you feel about this? Are you okay with this? Like the one woman called, she said, hey, they're going to do it at home.
Mine's 11. I do it.
He loves margaritas.
Yeah, he likes margaritas.
Okay. Julie, what about you?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah.
Why get them used to the taste of it? You know, most kids, when they're older, they try it. Ooh, that's disgusting.
Uh-huh.
You know, why get them used to liking it? That's... seems highly irresponsible to me, but, you know, to each their own, I guess.
You know, it's funny because I have a niece who, neither one of my nieces really drank. One of them, not at all. She's like, I just never found anything that tasted good to me at all, so she just doesn't drink.
I remember as the girls were growing up, Nicole and Kelly, my daughters.
Right.
And they would come up to me, is that... is that Diet Pepsi? And I go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take I always have a straw.
Right.
They take a sip and, Dad, it's Diet Pepsi and Bacardi. I said, you didn't ask about the rum. You just asked if it was Diet Pepsi, and there's Diet Pepsi there.
Oh. Do they love it?
To this day, cannot be around it.
Oh, they don't like it.
Smell it.
See?
Nothing.
Good. That's good.
Nothing.
That's okay then.
But I don't want to give the impression that I would do it all the time. They got pretty hip to it.
Yeah. Right. Father of the year.
Thank you.
Kids are going to pick up a drink. You know, you can't. Sometimes it's like, whoa, they didn't know what it was.
Right.
It's interesting because Christine said regarding the O'Doul's, I've let my kids, you know, try sips of a different drink here and there, but you know, that seems pretty young. She said it was when they were a little older. They didn't like the taste of any of it. They were just curious. I get that. She said it's personal parenting, I guess, but why encourage them to take the whole drink? That's the thing. You're giving them the bottle of beer. It tastes like beer. It's beer. It's not alcoholic beer. I don't know if that's the best thing to do at like 5 and 7 years old.
Honey, do you want red vines? No.
Yes.
Just a case of O'Doul's.
Yes, exactly. And a couple people have said, hi, yes, read the label. There's still alcohol. There is still alcohol in O'Doul's. There's like a 0.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how that might affect a, you know, a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old. But, you know, and I love Dax and Kristen, but... It's interesting. We got a lot of texts coming in regarding this.
All right. If you want to join,
you wouldn't put it in their lunchbox if they were going to school.
Well, they're not going to school. They're at home.
You want a sip? Sure. Here, have a sip. But, you know, is it school time? Here you go. Let's pop one open for you.
Like I said, maybe wait until recess.
Yeah.
So the story goes, celebrity couple Kristen Bell and her husband, Dex Shepard. They have a couple of kids doing the online school. Teacher notices that they have a bottle of O'Doul's right by them, and they're kind of chugging it every once in a while. And even Kristen Bell said, I'm wondering, boy, we're bad parents. Do the other parents think we're bad parents? Do you?
Yeah.
You know, if you're those parents that let your kids, you know, sip or have a little bit every once in a while when you're indulging.
Listen, I'm Italian. We, you know, we'd have a sip of wine here and there. I get that. I guess it's the here's a bottle, go to school now, you know. Somebody wrote in, okay, and there are many different opinions on this. Sure, I'd let them have an O'Doul's. It's better than giving them a soda that's loaded with chemicals. Diet soda, even worse. The chemicals are horrible. And then I got a scientific thing. They turn to formaldehyde when exposed to heat over 73 degrees.
Oh.
So there's that. Shauna made a point, and I know other people have said it, that you know, she said my kids aren't drinkers. They never were. They're not now, really, older.
Yeah.
But she said, you know, there is a lot more alcoholism in America versus Europe, which is very true, because they don't make a big deal out of it. They start drinking earlier on. Or maybe they're just all alcoholics. Who knows? You know,
and we don't know it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they act like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, exactly. But she said, you know, toddlers, I don't know about that. Now, somebody else wrote in and said, just for the record, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I cannot have O'Doul's because there is alcohol in it. And if you are an alcoholic... Or if you're doing a breathalyzer, that can show up depending on how many you've had.
Ooh. All right. Tom, what about you?
Wow. It's actually a tough one because you got Ocean Spray cranberry drink. If it sits on the shelf long enough, actually it creates more alcohol than that. But they don't advertise that.
Well, they generally get rid of it before that.
They try to, but it's such a concentrate that it actually turns alcohol real quick.
I've had some sitting in my fridge. I just looked at it seriously for like 5 months. It's still not alcohol.
It's got alcohol in it.
Cough syrup has it too, but you don't give them a whole bottle to pop down, you know.
My uncles would hand me, you know, part of a can of beer when I was a kid. I don't drink. I don't care to drink. But I had it when I was a kid. Oh, it was unique, but it was like... So I don't think it's going to make alcoholics out of them. I don't think it's a big deal.
Kind of odd. Because
I have not found any cranberry juice that says there's alcohol in it.
Well.
So, I mean, if that's the case, quit giving your kids grapes and stuff like that. They're going to sit around and turn to booze.
It just seems 50-50. I'm surprised how split this
yes,
is.
Yes, I know.
But thank you for texting in and calling. It's Lionel Richie.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
Well, how many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Win some free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel. Qualify for the grand prize to Kanab from the King County Office of Tourism. We're going to find out a little bit later on. Next half hour.
Okay.
8:40, we'll do that. So make sure you're listening. Details coming up here in just a couple of minutes. 8:09. People still texting in on last hour's topic.
Boy, oh boy. People, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe a lot of people missed the point. It was that this couple, Kristen Bell and Dex Shepard, the kids were online doing their schoolwork, you know, in a class setting like so many kids are doing now.
Yeah.
And to have the bottle of Odules right there.
Right.
And every once in a while they would take a sip. They're only 5 and 7.
Yes, exactly. This is interesting. Now, Sue said, I'm a teacher, and I just wanted to add my perspective. I could tell you a lot of stories about what I've seen and heard lately. But I tell my students that if they wouldn't do it at school, don't do it while you're online either.
Right.
You know, I now tell every student to just turn their camera off.
Oh, if you're going to chug, turn the camera off. Okay.
But it's that thing, you know, again, where if you wouldn't tell your spouse, is it, you know, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it, I guess,
that's
right?
That's Jody's philosophy, my wife.
Right. Right.
You can't tell me, then you shouldn't be doing
right.
it.
Right.
Sunshine, hazy today, high 103, 102 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look too bad out there now, but 79 as we take another take from Carla on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the entire SNL cast is returning for the new season. There was some speculation that Kate McKinnon would not come back. She has two other series in the works, one at Hulu, NBC. She's coming back.
Wow.
She is coming back. Kenan Thompson also coming back. He is the longest serving cast member on SNL.
He's my favorite.
In their history. I think he's very funny.
He's hilarious.
He's good. He's also doing a primetime comedy that's going to air on NBC. So they all have something going on, but they're all coming back, which is kind of cool.
I hope that works out for him because I like him. I think he's
I like him too.
He's funny and he does such a great job, but when they put him outside of the SNL bubble, sometimes it always doesn't work.
I know. I agree.
Okay.
So we'll see, but I do like him. Madonna, I don't know how well this will go. She's going to direct and write a biopic about herself. She says the focus, you know, will be music. Music, it's kept me going, and it's kept me alive along the way. There are so many untold and inspiring stories, and who better to tell it than me? All right, Madonna. All right, she said it's essential to share the roller coaster ride of my life with voice and vision. My voice, my vision. All right.
And who better to work with Madonna than Madonna?
Yeah, than Madonna. Exactly. Yeah. Madonna. And I can't even imagine what this will be like, but they've done pretty darn well. They don't seem to fail. South Park taking on the coronavirus with a one-hour pandemic special September 30th. I just saw the trailer and it just looks funny.
Is it one of those where they go, it's a very special South Park?
No, it's just, get away from me, you got germs.
Yeah.
It's the show's first hour-long special as well. So, yes, September 30th, I know Morty and I will be watching that one. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
You know, Carla, since we were talking about kids last hour.
Yeah.
Listen to this. What do you do if your kid's on the video machine all the time, playing video games
all the time? Okay.
A couple of guys won $1.5 million playing Call of Duty, and they were asked what they would tell parents whose kid wants to be a professional gamer. Now, this kid's name is Anthony Cuevas Castro, a.k.a. Shotzi.
Okay.
And this is what his advice is to parents.
If your kid has, like, dream to become a video game player, like, you know, let him be. Try to, you know, not be as strict and, you know, give it, you know, a couple years. And if nothing happens, then you could start, you know, being strict on him, I guess you could say. And then just let him be and you know, that's what happened with me. Like, yeah, my mom was just like, you know, I'm gonna give you a couple years, you know, if nothing happens and, you know, you don't have a future in this and you have to go to college and stuff like that. But, you know, she gave me a couple years and, you know, now I'm here.
That's Shotzi.
Yeah. He got a, he won a little, yeah, he's fine. He's just fine. He's probably right. What's the harm anymore now?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it used to be, really. It's just commonplace now.
If you're going
to
be good, be great.
Yes, exactly.
If you're going to do something, be the best.
I wish I could play video games like some people
so do
play
I.
them. I just, I can't. It's like, where, no. Do you have Pac-Man?
I have trouble with asteroids.
Yeah, yes,
stuff
exactly.
Like that.
Is there, what do we have, like Centipede or something like that?
Yes.
I can't, I don't
but
know
this
what
is this
from is.
From a guy who just won $1.5
yes.
million. Dollars.
Exactly, let him play.
All right.
Let
hey, talking
play.
About playing, we're going to play a round of Say It and Win.
Yeah.
Looking for caller number 9. Can you do it? 702-739-9636. Make the call now. Got to be 21 years of age or older to win. Good luck. We have Gene on the phone. Gene is ready to play a round of Say It and Win. Gene, every time you say 96.3 KKLZ, within 10 seconds, you get $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and automatically qualify for the grand prize, that 3-day, 2-night family of 4 getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Start the clock in 3, 2, 1, go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, 8 times.
Nice. Lead done.
You were on a tear.
Man, alive. That's,
trying. That is, to breathe.
That's great.
Gene, you got $80 in free play from the Silverton okay. Casino Hotel, and you're already in the running for the grand prize from the Kane County Office of Tourism. That includes a 3-day, 2-night stay at the new Timber and Tin Vacation Rental, guided tours to Peekaboo with Coral Cliffs Tours, and dinner for 4 at Houston's up in Kanab. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, this video has gone viral of a guy cutting down a tree in somebody's front yard.
Oopsie.
But it ends up falling right on their house in frustration. Hate when that happens.
Jeez, no kidding.
Have you ever chopped down a tree?
No, I don't think I actually
chainsaw,
have.
Chainsaw, hatchet, whatever the case.
I have not. I've had people around me who have done that.
Yeah,
but,
you got to be careful.
Yeah, I had one done, but not me. No way.
And by the way, this happened last year, but here's audio from the video of the guy just going nuts. There's the tree. Yeah.
Is it like the wrong tree or something?
I don't know.
Cut down, I think it was.
But
jeez.
It's in somebody else's front yard.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Oopsie.
Maybe I'll find out the details about that. A female sumo wrestling champ broke into her ex-roommate's house in Pennsylvania last week. Carla, she was trying to get back her cat named James Bond.
Well, get it back, man.
She wound up getting arrested for burglary, trespassing, and assault. She believes the charges will be dismissed. But you know how these fights break out over the animals.
Yeah, I know. And she's sumo wrestler. You don't want to mess with
no.
her. Just here, take the cat. Go. Get out. Go on. Get out of here.
How do you handcuff her?
Oof, boy.
I guess very carefully, huh?
Take the cat. Yeah. Get out of here. Jeez, listen, in England, a man... He kind of stunned a lot of people. He got on a bus. He was wearing a mask. It was a snake instead of an actual mask, but he had it wrapped around his face. You know, a lot of people thought, oh, that's fake. And then it started slithering off of his face onto a handrail. But everybody was okay.
Oh.
Yeah. What? I got something. I'm covering my face.
No, ew. We're covering our face with animals?
Ew. Yeah, well, this is in Europe that he just, I mean, it was in England. I don't know why anybody's surprised. Jeez, just put on a mask, dude. Yeah, so there you go. And in India, this happens more than we think. Doctors removed a 15-pound hairball from a teenager's stomach, and they took an ultrasound. They thought, oh, no, is this cancer? And then they operated and they removed it. And she said, she's 17 years old. She said, yeah, I've been chewing on my hair for years. So That's what'll happen. 15 pounds. 15 pounds. People, apparently that doesn't go anywhere. So
of hair.
Yeah.
Do you know how much hair that is?
Yeah, 15 pounds.
That's
a lot of hair. And I'm thinking she had to get rid of some along the way, but wow, that's... Oh.
You know when you see corn and different stuff?
Yeah, okay.
I guess you never see hair. Oh, I went there.
Oh, well, you know what? Enjoy your oatmeal, everybody. You enjoy. It is Wednesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. And you know what? The More Than Pink Walk, you've heard us talking about it a little bit. We have Sherry Alexis on the phone. She's the development manager at the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And I want to know, Sherry, where does that money that we make from that walk go here in Nevada?
It's my favorite question to answer because I can actually look myself in the mirror every day and smile because we do fund nationally. Absolutely. We are all about national research. National research is what's going to cure breast cancers for us. And so, yeah, we will donate approximately 25% of our net proceeds to national research. That leaves 75% that will stay right here in Nevada, actually funding mammograms for early detection, which is the number one way to save lives, is early detection. So, but we can also feed you here. If you are in a breast cancer diagnosis and you are struggling, we have access to funds that'll actually help you pay your rent. We actually are partnering with Dignity, Delivering with Dignity, to donate food. So we take care of the people that live here in anywhere in Nevada. It's not just Las Vegas. We do the entire state of Nevada.
I'm so glad to hear that. I really am. And we are, of course, involved in that walk, and I'm hoping that you guys will be too. September 26th, the More Than Pink virtual walk. You can get on our website. You can join our team. We'd love to pull up, 25 people to join.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
25 team members.
Yep.
To join our team, Team Mike and Carla, or form your own team. If anything, the least you could do is make a donation to
Definitely.
Somebody in somebody's name that's been affected by breast cancer.
Yes.
And like Carla said, all the information, tap the free KKLZ app or go to our website, 963KKLZ.com. Any feel-good story you have? You know what? Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, through our website, or better yet, a local story. Call us up, 702-739-9636. We'd love to hear it. As we get ready for the 96-minute morning music marathon, Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the middle of the day, recapping the show. Well, sad news about Cardi B.
Yeah.
Divorcing, what's his name?
Offset, yeah.
But even worse news for that employee at a kid's toy store.
Yeah, oopsie.
That added her song, what is it, WAP?
Yeah, W-A-P, yeah.
To the playlist.
Uh-huh.
And,
oopsie.
Yeah, wasn't censored like the one we played here.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, bad news. Giving drinks to kids. Are you letting them drink the alcohol?
Yeah, I'm still getting
Or even the O'Doul's.
Yeah.
Like Kristen Bell and her husband, Dex Shepherd.
Yeah, they gave their 5 and 7-year-olds a bottle of O'Doul's right there on Zoom TV with the school.
While they're going to school.
Yeah, Zoom school.
And mom and dad, give your kids a couple of years if they're playing video games. That's the advice from a $1.5 million winner who said his mom gave him a couple of years. If nothing happens, you got to focus on school. So
I got a Pac-Man tourney comes up. I am in.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Listen, we're back tomorrow morning. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Have a great day.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.